Praise you, Lord Jesus. Well, what a wonderful anointing. I pray it's at everybody's place right now. Just saturate every person. Let them, let the Holy Spirit flood every location. It's tuning in right now or in the future. Let just flood them right now with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Wow. This is the Hour of Power service. This is a, you'll notice a little different how we're going to do the service today. I hope you like it. Get your Bibles, pens, papers out, electronic gizmos, whatever you take notes on. There's no outline today. As we go over things, you may want to take some notes. And the reason why we're doing this is because in the end times, you may not have an outline with you. You need to know where to go to find the answers as the battle rages on. Okay? We're going to be studying how to keep wide awake, alert, and watchful. Now, this is based on 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us keep wide awake, alert, watchful, cautious, and on guard. Let us be sober, calm, collected, and circumspect. But we belong to the day, therefore let us be sober and put on the breastplate, corset of faith, and love, and for a helmet of hope of salvation. Now, the concept here is that whether or not you believe in the end times, as the book of Revelation reveals, let's get ready. If we're wrong, we'll be ready ahead of time. If the skeptics are wrong, then there'll be really bad challenges occur when they are not ready. Remember the parable of the 10 virgins. Okay? They weren't ready. They were locked out. So we must be ready. Okay? I'd rather be ready and have nothing happen. As my wife says, have it, not need it, than need it and not have it. Okay? Great. Now, God is warning us to be ready for the second coming of Jesus. Let us purpose not to miss that important event, but learn how to implement what Apostle Joshua is teaching us, how to live and remain, be part of the glorious church without spot or wrinkle, and go to meet Jesus in the air in the rapture. That's what we study in this series of Keep Wide Awake, Alert, and Watchful. Now, we're not going to use outlines for Fridays. We have our Hour of Power. Outlines are a very good way of learning a subject. However, in addition to that, learning something well, you can be accomplished by another method when you read it, hear it, write it, say it, and do it. Okay? Now, so I want you to practice this method, learn these biblical lessons so well you can immediately implement them into your daily lifestyle. Now, we have an assignment to grow in your godly authority and dominion, become a stronger, more confident Christian by exercising your godly power. And that's what I said last week. Now, there are a few testimonies I'd like to give you real quick. This is after the first week. First person, wow, so powerful, so anointed. I'm going to kick the devil. He has no right to harass me. Now, that person had a challenge of sickness that was taking a long time to receive healing and maintain the healing. After that service, she got victory and her authority to a stronger degree. Okay? Second person, that service was very great and very helpful. That person had a multitude of challenges we dealt with. When the authority of God was exercised, able to get rid of fear, felt courageous, she was able to overcome those challenges with God's word and prayer. Hi, Pastor James and Pastora Karen. Great service Friday night and today, Sunday. Loved Hour of Power and Overcoming Fear. Wow, bases loaded, Homer. Thank you so much. That text from someone who has learned to be more bold for God and growing even stronger in godly authority, too. So their testimonies are coming in. I like a lot more this week. Please, we want to hear them all. We're excited about them. I want to see the results of your authority growing and you taking dominion over your life. Okay? We can't make dominion over our country or wherever we need to do or whatever your plan is for your life until you take dominion over your life. Now, every Hour of Power, you can have your Bible notepad ready. This taking notes is very, very important. Now, in addition, we'll be reading scriptures together as a learning tool because when we say something, it's easier to learn it and comprehend it better when we say it out loud. I remember when I was in college, I was having trouble with a particular course, and the professor I was talking about, he says, just go to a corner and read the book out loud. So as I went to the corner, this is back 4 days of recorders and things, tell my age now, I read it, it bounced off, I heard it. And every time I did that, I got an A in the class. Okay? This program works. It's just that simple. Now, part one of the series of Keep Wide Awake and Alert, you know, is God's prime directive for his children. Now, God has delegated dominion authority to every Christian. We find that first in Genesis 1:28, okay? Read Genesis 1:28. I'm going to give you the highlights here. Be fruitful, multiply, and have dominion. It says have dominion right there, okay? Now, go to Revelations 1:17-18. These are the verses we did last week, okay? And when I saw him, he fell dead at his feet. He laid his hand upon me and said, fear not, for I am the first and the last, okay? And have the keys of hell and death. That's where Jesus had the keys of hell and death, right there, okay? This is spoken to us. Now, Matthew 16:19, okay? I give thee the keys of the kingdom. Whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, that is whatever you do, as long as in godly authority, as long as it's proper, lines up to biblical scriptures, God's will, whatever you bind in heaven will be bound on earth, and vice versa. Whatever is loose will be loosed. That is your God-given right. Exercise your rights. Satan's not going to let you have your rights if you don't stand on the word. If you remember, Jesus used the word when Satan was tempting him. You know, okay? Now, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, and verses 9 through 11, okay? Let's remind you, he was also in Christ Jesus. God's given a name which is above every name. The name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. So, Jesus is giving you this power in heaven, in the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Okay? Now, my question to you is, does it seem that the majority of Christians are accomplishing their goal of taking dominion over the earth? No. Look around. This earth is sadly being taken over by Satan. And yes, I know the prophecies for the end times, and I get all that, and I appreciate that. But there's nowhere where it says we're still not supposed to do our job. You got something God wants you to do. You got something to take dominion over. If you take dominion over it now, it will set you up for better challenges for when the challenging times come. Okay? All right. So last week, everybody's supposed to go out and use their delegate authority and take dominion over challenges that are facing them right now. Okay? Now repeat this prayer with me, please. This is what we said last week. We'll start off here. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I take my godly authority and dominion, and I command that the devil take his hands off of every area of my life. And this week, I'm going to bind the devil and not allow him to attack me in any way, shape, or form. Praise the Lord. So now we're going to go to part two. Christians need to practice using the power God has given us. Now, I want you to imagine what kind of battle it would have been if a German tank division was moving across the battlefield toward the Allied forces and the driver was trying to read the directions on the way. Pull this lever here, turn this lever here. Tank turned around. How to position the gun to shoot it. It wouldn't be much of a battle, would it? You cannot wait till the end times to get to know these tactics. You cannot wait. You will not have time to be going through your Bible when the devil attacks. You need to know. You know, as you know, martial arts, and they train you. They train you that you just react. You don't have time to think about it. You must be that ready with the Word of God. You're not going to be throwing punches at the devil. It's the Spirit. But the word of God, you must know which word to use at that particular point in time, okay? So studying God's word is so important. That's why ABC has so many services, schools of ministry, and topical websites online to help everyone learn how to use your spiritual weapons. The word of God is not called the sword of the Spirit by coincidence, okay? This is training. You know, I remember talking to my dad about his drill instructor. He hated his drill instructor. He hated him with a passion. Until the first battle, he thought he was the best guy he ever knew in his life. Okay. We're going to push you to get better. We're going to push you to improve yourself. We're going to push you to get to the point that no matter what happens, you're ready for it. Okay? Now, let's go to Exodus 12:36. I did. Exodus 12:36 in the King James Version. And the Lord, repeat after me, and the Lord, gave the people, favor, in the sight of the Egyptians. So they lent unto them, such things, as they required, and they spoiled, the Egyptians. Spoil means they took everything. They took everything, every piece of gold, everything. The Egyptians were left with nothing. The Egyptians were glad to get rid of them. Okay? The Lord had given people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they granted them what they requested. And they plundered the Egyptians. They plundered them. And why not? They've been enslaved for 400 years. It was time for them to take everything they needed. You know? Now, as they went into the wilderness, they were going to need this to trade with and do things with. But the bottom line is that when they left rich and completely healed. They had no problems in any way, shape, or form. And that's where we need to be going to these end times. Wealthy and completely healed. We must know our scriptures to do that. Now, the Israelites left Egypt because God had Moses do 10 miracles to force Pharaoh to release them. God also parted the Red Sea for their miraculous exodus to flee from Pharaoh's army. Now, what did God do? God drowned the strongest army in the world. Now, a professor was explaining to his students that science has proven the water of the Red Sea was only 10 inches deep at that time. And therefore, no miracle the sea or the Hebrews could have crossed over. And a student replied, "Praise the Lord, God drowned the entire Egyptian army in 10 inches of water." Doesn't matter what they say, God's word is true. They could try to counter it any way they want to, scientifically, this, that way, other way. It doesn't matter because God's word is true. Okay? With God, the Hebrews annihilated the mightiest army in the world without shooting one arrow. I want you to remember that going into these challenging times. It's not with guns. It's not with bombs. It's with our faith in the word of God. Courage and belief in the word of God. Now, don't waver in doubt and unbelief, but walk in faith and victory. Victory is to all of us here. Now, God said never leave us or forsake us. His promises are true to us even during revelation times. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's promised it to us, so we stand on the word, right? Now, Deuteronomy 1:21. Let's go to Deuteronomy 1:21 in your Bibles, please. Deuteronomy 1:21. And repeat after me. Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it as the Lord of thy fathers has said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. So, I don't care what it looks like in the natural right now to you. I don't care that inflation is going up. I don't care that China's doing all the things they're doing in the world. It doesn't matter. Because we are on God's side. So, whatever your dominion is God's told you to do, we all have some kind of a mission to do or wouldn't be here. Whatever that is, rest assured, God is ready to help you succeed in that mission. Okay? But the devil wants you to be afraid and not to take it. Okay? The Hebrews arrived at the Jordan River, and all but two spies were afraid to go in and take the promised land. This is under Joshua now. Now, do you believe God can give them victory? Now, what if Noah stopped believing in God? There'd be no ark, no human race left. You know, 100 years plus, Noah built an ark. Was ridiculed, given a hard time, but he kept doing it because God told him to. It didn't matter that it never rained before. He believed what God told him. So I'm asking you to believe what God's telling you right now, okay? Now, what if Joseph stopped believing God? There'd be no food storage, no human race left. Okay? That's simple. All right? Now, 40 years later, when the Hebrews prepared to attack Jericho, they found out through Rahab that the people were afraid of the Hebrews because of what their God did to the Egyptians during Exodus. Now, let's go to Joshua. We're going to 2, 9 through 11. And all these are in the King James Version right now. Joshua 2, 9. Can you repeat after me, please? And she, Rahab, said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror, I'm going to repeat that, your terror is fallen upon us, that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. Okay, let's go to verse 10. Verse 10, follow after me, please. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Sion, and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. Okay, let's go on to verse 11. Verse 11. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man. Because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and earth beneath. So I want you to think about this. Okay. Every time you have a victory, the enemy knows about it. Every time you have a greater victory, the enemy knows about it. And as your victories mount up more and more and more, the enemy becomes more and more and more afraid of you. Because you've been given this power. It's not God who's going to come down and do it for you. It's not the way it works. You are given this power. It is your power to take dominion, take authority over those demons that are attacking you. Now, I don't care if it's financial, I don't care if it's physical, I don't care if it's emotional, I don't care what the challenge is. You take dominion over it. And no matter what the devil says to you to come back at, you need a verse to come back at the devil. No, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. My God supplied all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Everything I put my hands to prospers. I don't care what the challenge is. I don't care what the obstacles are. I don't care what the government says. It doesn't matter. If God has given you a dominion and a mandate to do something, he will also give you the power and the authority to accomplish that task. Now, that task may be protecting your children. It may be to do something preparing for the end times. It may be whatever it is. You have this power inside of you, and you need to exercise it. Now, I like to lift weights. And you know that skinny guy that walks in there at 98 pounds, or the guy that's 350 pounds and starts lifting weights, whichever one it is, they still have the same power to start with. And as they work on those exercises, their body changes and takes form. It becomes muscular. It becomes lean. It becomes fit. It becomes very, very strong. And people notice. And I'm telling you that every time you develop your spiritual muscles, the enemy is noticing. And the day is going to come where you get up out of bed and they run in terror because you're awake. And that's what this is all about today. This is what's called the hour of power. You have the power. The power of God is inside of you to use it right now to defeat every challenge coming against you. And not next year. Right now. Start winning your battles. Use these verses. Encourage yourself. And go kick some demons. Okay? Now, this week's Hour of Power assignment, keep wide awake, alert, and watchful series based on 1 Thessalonians 5:6. I want you to practice using godly favor, and the power of God has given us, and knowing our God is with us, and we will win every battle and challenge we face in the name of Jesus. So you're all facing challenges. I know you're facing challenges. And what's first going to happen is you're going to have some victories and some bigger challenges are going to come along. And you have more victories. Look at David. First he killed the lion and the bear, then he went up against Goliath. Okay? He had a victory. He had victory, went up against Goliath. Then what happened? He had to learn how to rule the nation of Israel. Okay? Get your first victory. Be prepared for the second battle. Get that victory. Be prepared for the Goliath to come at you. And when that victory happens, trust me, you will walk in authority because you'll have the confidence behind you because you've had victory upon victory upon victory in Jesus' name. Now, there's a favor prayer that we have put out there. And if anybody doesn't have this, contact us. I'll have Pastor Karen email it to you. This prayer has been a blessing in many challenges going through my life. So I'm going to repeat it to me now as I read it to you. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I am the righteousness of God.
Therefore, I'm entitled to
covenant kindness
and covenant favor.
The favor of God
is among the righteous.
The favor of God
surrounds the righteous.
Therefore, it surrounds me
everywhere I go,
in everything I do.
And I expect
the favor of God
to be in manifestation.
Never again
will I be without
the favor of God.
It rests richly upon me.
It profusely abounds in me.
And I am
part of the generation
that is experiencing it
immeasurably,
limitless,
and surpassing.
Therefore, favor
produces
supernatural increase,
promotion,
restoration,
honor,
increased assets,
greater victories,
recognition,
prominence,
preferential treatment,
petitions granted,
policies and rules changed,
and battles won,
in which I do not have to fight.
Favor
is on me
and goes before me.
Therefore,
my life
will never be the same.
This is the year
of God's favor in my life.
That is the favor of God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me encourage you.
Just as the people of Jericho were afraid,
the demons are truly afraid of you.
They know how much you've been trained properly here at ABC,
and they know that when you put this to use, they are on the losing side.
Do it. Use it. Get stronger in it.
So I'm going to pray for you now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name.
I just encourage everybody out there to start using their godly authority to put the demons back where they belong, to push the devil away from them. It says in James, resist the devil. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. And that he will start fleeing from you because you will be able to resist him because of your knowledge of the word and your knowledge of the authority and your faith and belief in Jesus Christ. And go forward with victory after victory. And please, let us hear your testimonies. Let us encourage other people your testimonies. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor James. Power, authority, dominion. It's all ours because Jesus paid the price. He bought and paid for us to have the victory with a very dear price that he paid that we couldn't pay, so he did it for us in our stead. Hallelujah. And because he did, it's not automatic. Remember, that's why he's teaching this. This is why he's encouraging you, because we have to receive what has already been paid for. We have to do something. We have to partner with God. Jesus paid the price. We receive the benefits. That's how it works. Hallelujah. So just do it. Do it, do it, do it. Do it to it. Make that devil just cringe, because he knows you're awake and you're alert and you're knowing what your authority and dominion is, and you're exercising it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So with that, knowing that, let's take advantage of our wonderful privilege. God has invited us to partake of the body and the blood of Jesus. He wants us to receive ongoing benefits of this one-time sacrifice from 2,000 years ago. Yes, we can receive now, today, over and over again, ongoing. He wants it for us. So let's do it. Let's take a moment to confess sins, and then we will begin with communion. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you that on that night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Jesus, thank you. We remember that healing is the children's bread. Healing belongs to us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Healing is ours, and we thank you and praise you for that. We thank you, Lord. You allowed your body to be torn, to be ripped apart, to suffer, to be tortured for us, taking upon yourself every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, and every pain that would ever be known to mankind. You took it all. You suffered greatly. But it was for the joy that was set before you, because you saw us. You loved us. You wanted us to be able to be with you and to be with you in health and wealth and joy and all the benefits. So, Jesus, you paid that price for us. And by those 39 stripes that you took, we have been healed and made whole. And we thank you, Jesus, as we now receive of the broken body of Jesus into our bodies to receive the wholeness and healing that belong unto us. Let's receive now. Name whatever challenges you have. Don't just limit it to one. Jesus paid for all of them. Expect him to heal all of them. Name each and every challenge and say, I have been healed in this challenge. I've been healed from this challenge by the stripes of Jesus. I am the healed of the Lord, and I say so, so that heaven, hell, and earth all hear me and boldly know where I stand. So let's receive together now this precious broken body and receive our healing and wholeness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And in the same manner, after the supper, Jesus took the cup and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for remission from sins. This do in remembrance of me." Wow. You gave up your whole life, Jesus. You poured out every drop of blood, for the life is in the blood, and you poured it all out for us. You died so that we could live, so that we would not have to die, so that we could live forever and be alive and remain when you return. That's what you want for us. And that's what we want for us, Lord. And so we rejoice that this belongs to us, and we thank you for paying that price that we could not pay. But we choose to receive the benefits. And we thank you, Lord, for the life that is in this cup and for the promises that are in this cup, represented by your blood shed for us. Thank you, Jesus. We now receive together your precious blood and every benefit that comes with it. Show it to us, Lord, that we may walk in each and every one. In Jesus' name.